Let's pay the homage to the Guru lineage. Let's connect with their minds. Take the awareness. Awareness to the presence of the Guru by Guru Mantra, personal mantra residing in your mind for a moment. And now join me in Guru Brahma and Shanti and we'll begin. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Thank you. Namaste. First of all, I would like to thank Rajnikant who initiated this thought that I should do Skype satsang. At the beginning, I resisted it. I somehow said no in my mind, but to him, I always say yes. So I said yes. And I think I like this idea. It's a great way to connect, and I'm open to do more and more satsang whenever you guys need. Whenever there is a need for me to speak, please let me know. And I am so grateful and thankful to Rajnikant. So thank you, Rajnikant. It's always good to be with the center and all of you those who are there. This evening, what I was told when I asked these questions to Swami Veda and also Swami Rama of the Himalayas. The question is how to deepen our own practice, that which is known as sadhana. I was told, no matter how many books I read, no matter how much I know, no matter how beautiful I can interpret scriptures, any yoga sutras, any one of them, but they will not take me to the final realization. They will not lead me anywhere unless I put them into practice. So we must practice what we know, as Swami Viji says. He says, you do not need to know all, you need to practice what you know. So sadhana is the most important aspect of what we know. As Yoga Sutra emphasizes, Yoga Sutra says, sadhana needs regularity. If we are not regular, we will not move further. This morning I was teaching a class and I told them regular practice is needed, it's mandatory, it is must, not for too long. You don't have to devote many hours or even 1 hour. Regularity requires, even if you spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes, 5 minutes and 10 minutes will not make a huge difference in your daily schedule, but make sure that you are regular. Swami Veda repeatedly used to tell me that it's your appointment to the lineage. It's your appointment to the Guru. The tools, the means, and the ways that we need with us in order to deepen our own practice. It's very simple. All it needs, remembrance. And the very first remembrance to me, as I put that tool into my practice, is that I am initiated into the Himalayan tradition. This thought alone will inspire you every day to sit. Because when we sit, we communicate with the Guru. And there are not many those who have Guru in their lives. We are so fortunate we are so lucky that we have Guru in the form of a mantra that is given to us. There are times when situations are such, the practice we feel that is not helping, or we feel that we don't have time. We feel that we are disturbed. We feel that we are not there. Somehow or the other, we do not get chance or inspired to sit or continue or put that much effort into our practice. Everybody goes through that. Whether it's relationship, whether it's family, whether it's work or any or health, anything. Out of all, if you just remember that you have mantra, think how many people have mantra. When I think of this, that I have mantra, I feel very sad, I feel very bad for those who do not have a mantra. I have no idea how they deal with their minds when they are in crisis, when they have quote-unquote problems, when they have issues in their lives. No matter how many issues come, no matter how many turmoil come in our lives, if you just simply remember that you have a tool that can dispel the darkness of every issue, every problem, you are deepening, my friends, your own sadhana. Your own sadhana is not only sitting in the morning and evening and holding mala, doing japa. Your own sadhana is that all day long you are aware of this factor, that you are a mantra. You guys have many sessions about Shiva Sutra. If you remember the first sutra from Shiva Sutra, all sorrows will go away. And that, you know what that first sutra is? Chittam mantra means your totality of your mind is mantra. Nothing else. Because mana, which is chitta, comes from the mantra, or mantra comes from it. All root are the same. So all day long, even though we have issues, even though we're not doing well, even though there are problems, and as long as Swamiji used to say, we are in body, we always will encounter problems. I was doing a satsang on Tuesday, and it just came through my mouth, and I said, we all have problems, and as long as life exists, we exist, we'll always have problems, struggles. But we can change the perception in which we do not call them problems. Rather, we start calling them challenges. And challenges are very important in life. They shape us, they make us shine, they put us into the purification. If we don't have challenges, even in a daily life, I see on social media, people have all kind of challenges. You know, food challenge, this challenge, that challenge, gym challenge. Why can't we see all that is around us a challenge? And now here Swami Rama teaches. He says that he sees his own students. How he teaches, he used to say this in Honesdale. He says how you are encountering every challenge in life. The way in which the perception and the attitude and the way you encounter, the way you approach that is the act. Swami Ved would do the same. He used to ask us, give me a ride or type an email. He told me here in Calgary that whenever I ask somebody to write an email for me or take a dictation, it is not that he is needing help. He is checking upon you, seeing how much refined we have become. Has this practice, has this sadhana made us somewhat better, sharpened, pure? So he told me one day, if you are hitting my keyboards, it means you haven't done any sadhana. So my friends, sadhana means remembrance every single minute, every single hour, that you have the mantra in order to remain connected with lineage. That is the first tool to deepen your practice. A practice that is very valuable. Priority. Nothing comes higher than our practice. Everything else comes after. Even if you have to ignore something, absolutely ignore. Swami Vedi used to tell me, if you are serious about your practice and if you are ignoring something, it is not being selfish. He said, be selfish when it's come to your practice. Other than, don't be selfish. Do things for others. Make yourself available. But when it comes to your practice, it's your practice. There's no one else is allowed. Close the door. Ignore. Absolutely ignore. That's the second tool. Make your practice priority. That no matter what happens, these 10 minutes are mine. Even if your house falls down, the world falls down, I do not care. If you have that kind of attitude, I see this, I saw that in Swami Veda. Swami Veda used to do that. He said, if the sky falls down, I don't care. It's my time for my practice. And Swami Rama, from his own mouth I heard, he said, Sonny he used to call me, if you are sitting in meditation, even the world falls apart, you will be saved because meditation will protect you. So these are the thoughts that we need to keep alive. If, let's say, you are not with yourself these days, there are problems, there are issues you have to deal, or you are so busy, you are stressed out from work, or, you know, the world, the way it is going, economy, this, job loss, and all that. What do you do at that very time? I would call my close friend who is also initiated and just talk. Share your thoughts. Satsanga. That's why satsanga has a great value in sadhaka's life. And that's why they are emphasized and encouraged that we have to do satsang. Call a friend over tea. You know, or invite at home, maybe have lunch, and just share your thoughts. You will see some light in there. Or keep yourself in your, you know, side table some books which are inspirational books, like Living with the Himalayan Masters. Those kind of books, every now and then, just flip a page, half a page, before going to bed. There are many, many, many tools that we can use in order to uplift our down morale. So keeping our morale higher, there are many, many tools. Come to the center. Do nothing, just sit around. Something you would feel. Sit in front of the altar. Go, Pandit Rajamani used to tell this to his son. Go and sit in puja room. Just sit, do nothing. Just by sitting, just Swami Veda also used to say, just by attaining your meditation seat, something happens. His favorite word, something happens. That something is because we don't quite understand how it happens, but something happens. And that something we need when we are down, when we do not feel inclination to do practice. I do the lot of time I feel no inclination. But at the same time, when I don't feel inclined to do my practice, I was told not to put yourself down, not to feel guilty. But at the same time, I will call a friend. A lot of time I call Rajnikant, and I just start talking to him. And we do get inspired by each other's talk, believe me or not. Any close friend or anybody that you know that who also practices, open up any book and start reading. Don't try to say whether, let me see if this helps me, whether this does not help me. Not in that attitude. Just simply do. And you will begin to see something unfolds in you, and you will open that door the door for some reason temporarily got closed because some curtains, worldly curtains came and you could not see the sun, you could not see the room where you always used to sit. Whether your mantra is helping or not helping, just keep doing it. I asked Swamiji that my mantra, I have not seen anything that has changed. He said, don't worry. Whether it changes, whether it doesn't change, just keep doing it. He said to me, your job is to do mantra. Your job is not to find out what it is doing. And Swami Rama repeatedly used to, many of you have heard him lecturing. Repeatedly he used to say, you do your chore, you do your side, you do your part, and let me do my part. So, if I am not there yet, simply keep doing it. No analysis that whether am I making progress. Somebody sent me an email saying, Panditji, do you think am I making progress? I have been meditating for last 7 years. If I were to ask this question to Swamiji, he would say, just stop. Actually, this makes me laugh. We were in Taiwan, and I was sitting with Swamiji. He used to ask me to make chai. I was his chai person. So I made chai. We were both having chai at night. And so I asked him one day, because I was reading the email from his computer, and there was an email that somebody said, Swamiji, I'm so happy because I am start seeing light and I think my kundalini is rising, or some sort of that email. So I asked him, Swamiji, I have been also meditating for many years and I have not seen anything. When I close my eyes, all I see darkness. Because when I close my eyes, there's nothing else. You know what his answer was? Very classic answer. He said, Hari Shankar, I have not seen anything either. So, that simple answer has many, many, many more meanings. He said then, later, next day, he said, our path is a path of abstract, nirguna. We are not to seek any light or any heat in our spine, in our body, or some movement. That is not the Himalayan tradition. Himalayan tradition is a tradition of stillness, stability, which are shown in our daily performance. And that is the teaching of the Himalayan masters. They see us how better, how nice, how polite now we are talking or relating to others in the world. How stable I am when I sit. How much I used to move and how still I am. These are the quests if you write down and interact with yourself. If you don't have anybody nearby, just see, hey, I used to sit 10 minutes. Now I can sit 20 minutes, but I do not move. Now I feel happy. I feel a sense of joy when I sit. So reflect on yourself. Swami Ved used to tell me that you do not need anyone because you have you. Why do you need anybody? Just go to yourself. How do I go to myself? Close my eyes. Start reciting my mantra. Absolutely simple. Just start to say, don't think of anything. Don't think that if mantra doing anything, or don't think is am I doing it right? Don't think is my mantra coming for all kind of questions that we have in our mind. No questions. Do you know Swami Veda's booklet, Blessings? Out of thousands of blessings, one blessing is my favorite one, and also his favorite. And you know what that blessing is? He used to give that blessing to many, and especially those who are close to him. And the blessing is may you never find answers to your questions. May you never find answers to your questions. People would get mad. What do you mean, don't find an answer? I'm here to find an answer. And that would be a struggle. You know, we are always trying to find an answer. Well, you know, I understand. We don't understand. The more we think that we understand, the less we actually understand. We are not here to understand. We are here to experience. Understanding, my friends, is intellectual mind. Sadhana is not part of intellectual mind. Sadhana is when you get connected with your heart. Put your heart there. Swami Veda's words, fall in love with your practice. Get closer. Fall in love has, there's no rules, there's no manual written in the world how to fall in love. The easiest way to fall in love is get connected. See your mantra every day. Go and see. Like you see your loved one. Oh, I am in love. And then you always thinking, writing, doing things for the person or for the thing, whichever that may be in your life. You fall in love with your mantra. Whenever you have a chance, there is nothing else than mantra. We are to experience. Because our understanding will change every single day. And it should change and it's fine. There is nothing wrong. But actual understanding, that which would move us further into realization is practice. Falling in love with your practice. There was a lady in Honsdale. She was asking Pandit Rajmani to prescribe her a practice. So I was sitting there. So he said, okay, write down. Preeta. I remember the name. Michael would know her, I'm sure. Michael Smith is there. So, Pandit Rajmani explains her, this is the mantra and these are the regular rules and regulations, all that. And then at the end he says, then she asks, how long do I do this practice? And he said, as long as you enjoy. She was so shocked and her eyes got open and she said, you mean I need to enjoy? And that is what most of us miss. We think a practice is a practice and you are to do your practice. We do not add or we do not see that enjoyment is a part of the practice. And we repeatedly read Yoga Sutras. Satu dirgha kala nairantariya satkara sevita dridha bhumi. Satkar is that. Enjoy doing your practice. If you read Swami Veda's booklets, used to be a daily schedule of a yogi in the beginning. He says, a sadhaka, one who is making improvement, progress, one sign is that he or she looks forward to sit or do the mantra. Oh, when can I do my mantra? Even if there are 2 minutes, you just start doing your mantra. That is what falling in love means. That is what enjoying means. Oh, I enjoy sitting. And we do more and more. We want to do more and more what we enjoy. You know, everybody has our hobbies. Oh, I enjoy this. We say that. And we do enjoy all other activities. But we never say, you know, I enjoy sitting every morning. Rather we say, oh, you know, I have to go to work and then, you know, I have to sit and I don't know, sometimes I don't get time. And, you know, maybe sometimes, oh, weekends I do have time, but I want to sleep in. We never say, you know what, I enjoy my sitting and my practice. Other things, we say, well, you know, I enjoy going to class, I enjoy going to this restaurant, I enjoy playing basketball, I enjoy, you know, this, I enjoy driving, long drive, but seldomly we hear this, that I enjoy my practice. If the day you begin to actually say that and experience that you really enjoy, you are deepening your practice. Deepening your practice means that you are more and more aware of your practice. Even though you are not sitting, even though you are driving, but you are aware of it. You are aware of the mantra. You are aware of the practice. Swami Rama of the Himalayas used to say that thinking of meditation is far better than actually sitting for meditation. You know why? Because when we sit for meditation, chances are the mind is wandering. But when you think of meditation, chances are that your mind is one-pointed in that thinking of your meditation. Recall your sitting that you did in the morning. Recall your practice that you did yesterday night. Just think about it. You know, when you are driving, when you are sitting alone, any time, every time, there are times that we are having hard time to fall asleep. And then we start wondering, why, what's wrong with me? Useless. Now you start reading some magazine, useless. The easiest way is start doing mantra. Whatever reason you are not falling asleep, you may never find the answer. But relax, do relaxation, do the mantra. There are many, many, many tools that we have been given. We are so fortunate. Maybe just do 31 points. Oh, I did 31 points but did not help. Well, do it again. Do it three times. Do it four. Keep doing it till you fall asleep. Don't give up. One time, two times, three times, maybe do 61 points. I personally do mantra. Swami Veda also used to do this. He one time told me, he said, you know, when I hear people, oh, I can't sleep and I'm so stressed out. He said he purposely creates a stress for himself and see if he can have hard time to fall asleep. And he said he fails. He said he does not understand why. He said the moment he lies down, within 5 minutes, he's just gone in deep sleep. Because his mind has no wrinkles as we do. And the wrinkles are all kind of worries and all kind of this and all kind of that we have. And mantra will certainly relax it. Mantra will certainly iron and straighten out all the wrinkles the more and more you do. Think that you are so fortunate, and you are, that we are initiated and we have mantra, number one. Two, that we know something about yoga. We know how to meditate. We may not be able to experience yet the highest. We may not be there as yet. It's okay. But we know something about it. So use the tool. Inspire yourself. Inspire. Inspire every day. Inspiration is needed. Without inspiration, nothing happens. And especially when you are down, especially when things are not going well in life, that is the actual time when you need inspiration. Swami Veda used to say, inspiration is like a light, like a candle you have to lit in your heart center. And then you need to really protect that light from the worldly blizzards and the winds. Don't let that light go off. And that light is a light of inspiration. And to me personally, I enjoy and I feel so proud that, hey, I have my mantra. What else do I need? Anything and everything can be achieved just by approaching, getting closer to my mantra. Manana Trayate Iti Mantra. Everybody, all of you know this. If we know this manana trayate iti mantra, liberates the mind. So if your mind, if yourself need liberation from whatever it is, time liberation is also important. You know, drop by drop liberation you collect, and then one day you will see that your bag is now full. Don't think your bag is going to be filled or full in one day or in one week. That never happens. For that you probably have to do 100 hours of meditation, which is not possible or practical at all. what is practical, what is possible is one tiny drop you put in your bag, and within no time you would begin to see that your bag is now filling up, and you didn't even realize, you didn't even feel that you actually made a huge effort. Huge effort is not necessary, my friends, at all. This is the beauty of the Himalayan lineage. They don't tell us, or they don't emphasize you have to make a huge effort. Tiny effort. But that tiny effort, do with full heart. Like you are so in love with this mantra, you are so in love with this sitting, and you just sit for 2 minutes and you are there. There means you, when you come out, you are so joyful, you are so relaxed, you are so calm. If that begins to happen, that means you are deepening your practice. It means if during the day, if your mind thinks of your own practice, it means you are deepening your practice. But at the same time, as we were taught and we have read, that if you are for some reason get disconnected, if for some reason you are not there or not feeling inclination, never condemn, never put yourself down. I always tell, and it's also have become my motto in my life, that I am an important being. I just read Swamiji's quote somewhere, and he says, the Lord of life is within you. So it means you are an important being. When you get up every morning, think, say to yourself that you are not anybody, you are an important being. And why we are important being? Because we have the divine in us. Even though now, so far, we have heard it that we have divine. So far we have read that we have divine. So far we have not experienced it. But we are on the path of experience.
I was saying that we should not ever feel that we are nobody. We are an important being. We have the divine within us. We may not have experienced it, but we are on the path of experience. Slowly, one day, if not today, Swami Veda used to say this, if not today, tomorrow, if not tomorrow, day after tomorrow, you reach there. So, rather than pondering on this, how come am I not reaching there? How come I am not there? Rather than just simply inspire you of every day that you are an important being, and you are so fortunate that we are initiated, we have mantra, and you be with your mantra. That's all it is. It is very simple. It is very easy. If we think like that, we have made our life very complicated. We think complications and complicated life is a life that we feel is actual life. Swami Rama's books, his lectures are very simple. He would say simplicity is needed. So in your practice, as simple as possible, sit every day and start even from today. Whatever had happened till yesterday, it's in the past. Take this inspiration today. And the inspiration is that I am an important because I have mantra. And because I have mantra, there I have this communication line that I can communicate with my group anytime that I need. How many are there that who has this communication line? Mantra and guru are one and the same. Remembering mantra, we are remembering the guru. Thinking of mantra, you are thinking of guru. If we think of guru, guru will think of us. Actually, in Bhagavad Gita or in some scripture, even Swamiji had told me, if we begin to think of mantra, it means the guru is thinking of us. so vice versa both. And it's not a communication that we think of worldly communication. It's a sight communication. There are no words. There's no saying either. The communication is recitation of one's own mantra. Keep repeating again and again and again. And the more you repeat, the deeper you would go. And the deeper you would go, strong and solid your communication would be with the Guru. I also heard Swami before, it's the remembrance of the mantra that you open channel for Kripa, grace. These things, if you take tonight, you will be absolutely inspired. And that is all we need, my friend. Sadhana, deepening sadhana, is not a very hard thing to do. Any hard things that we perform in our home, it is very simple. So, keep yourself inspired. Keep a friend who or do something with them. Maybe say you have a partner, you come every Thursday. That is a very wonderful means for all of you that you have Echo Center to come. So take an advantage of it. You know, every Thursday make sure that you are free and you are, whatever is being taught, that's not even a question. It's just simply being around with the mind eye wise friends, being around with the same friends who are connected to the same tree. Just come and sit. And if for some reason you are away from center, call a friend nearby or visit a friend. Talk to them. Or if that's not possible, keep in your bedroom some inspirational books. Read a page, read page or two. Or maybe make a habit that you will read one page every day of any inspirational book. And then you will go to sleep. So that your inspiration remains high. High esteem, high morale. So that's all there is. High morale, high inspiration, and the tools are there. And the biggest, and the easiest, and the highest tool is your own mantra. Okay? And thank you. I wish everybody be well. And all inspiration from the Guru lineage, and may Guru guide us. And this, here it is, if we do our mantra, Guru will guide. You know, I always say this incident. You know, Bimala, everybody knows Bimala. She is the one who asked one time Swami Rama, did a question, Swamiji, would you help me? He said, yes, I help you as long as you meditate. So that simply means Swamiji is ready to help if we are in meditation. That is their way to communicate. And this is up to you. So I wish you be well. Go home, sleep with mantra, wake up with the mantra, go to work with mantra, do mantra wherever, everywhere, wherever you get chance. Namaste to everyone who came, and Hari Om, Hari Om.